You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Will you save? You're out. What are you talking about? I'm talking about sports and comedy. We're going to cover it all. This is the Josh Wolf and Adam Ray podcast. Good call.
Coming up on today's Good Call podcast, Vin Scully, the best sports calls of all time. Brad Pitt is single. Fan fights in the stands. And Josh and Adam face off in a Who Knows the Most States contest. That's all coming up on today's Good Call. And now here are your hosts, Josh Wolf and Adam Ray.
Welcome back to the Good Call podcast.
What's up, everybody?
We're back.
I mean, Facebook Live is running. Hey, guys. So there you are.
You might be one of them. You're not an untech-savvy person.
I am.
You are?
I'm so Jewish.
Great.
I like how we're both going to be eating during this.
I'm eating grapes. You're eating some funky pea chickpea salad.
You're eating grapes, ironically. I asked them to leave the grapes out of this salad.
Wow.
I mean.
Well, that was no problem because I took all the grapes. By the way.
Yeah.
If I ever get to the status of where, like, I'm dressed like this for an Ameritrade commercial I went on. Audition.
He looks like one of two things.
Yeah.
You either look like a guy who plays the slick lawyer on CBS.
Yeah.
Like I hire you.
Where I do something like this where I go, I'm putting on my shades for those of you who can't see, and I go, there's bad news. We didn't get him.
No, you know what I think?
And then I eat a grape.
No,
And everyone's like, all right, well, I wanted to buy that guy as being tough and legit,
no,
but.
I love the lawyer who eats grapes.
Yep.
The tough lawyer who eats grapes.
That's a snack, by the way, that can be very, it can throw you off your game a little bit. You see a really slick guy eating grapes. You're like, it's, you know, it's just small and quick enough to munch on. Although you don't look cool eating it. Maybe like sunflower. But something smaller will be better, maybe.
No, you know what makes it even cooler when you dress like that eating grapes? And I'll tell you what. What makes it even cooler is that it assumes a certain level of confidence that you have.
Because you're like, I have no problem eating a children's snack in these high-pressure situations.
Even if you were dangling it over your face like this and just kind of nibbling one at a time.
That's the way to go, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You know who's the best at eating and making it look cool?
Who?
Brad Pitt, who is newly single. Give it up for Brad. I do what I want when I want it, Pitt.
I made a joke earlier, but I'm telling you, every girl I ever went to high school with
is so happy and so wet right now.
Just showered and got their hair did, just in case.
Just in case you stumble upon just in case you got a pit slip.
Mm-hmm.
You got a pit slip up where you just bump into him at the post office.
Let me ask you, who was better looking in that relationship, Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt?
Pitt by far.
Oh,
Pitt's the most. That's one of the most. When people say like God made these people,
yeah,
he didn't, but he made a handful of us.
Us, I like how you said us.
Yeah, he made a handful of us where he like spit. The rest of us, he was just like, all right, that'll be a person. Mm-hmm. Let's get a couple of eyes. Give me a dick. Give me a backbone. Give me a pelvis, and let's make
and ship you out anyway.
And let's go ahead and make.
But you think a couple people? He was like, I'm gonna take my time on this one. And you think Brad Pitt was one of them?
For sure.
Who else?
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah. I would tell you this, though.
Possibly the woman Brad Pitt had an affair with, which is, speculation. It's a rumor. I bet he didn't. He seems like a dope dude. I also heard that it was like weed and weed and alcohol, and that he was having an anger problem. First of all, that doesn't match up, Angelina Jolie. No stoner has an anger problem.
No.
They just don't. They might. I do know some combative potheads, but they're the ones who work at the stores and aren't. And their high is worn off, and now they're dealing with somebody who's never been in a pot store, and they're getting a little, just anxious about having to educate someone who's like, "No, does the sativa get me like? Does it give me like a head or a body high?" And the person's like, Fuck. Look, dude, it's a weed. Have you not been in a weed shop before? Your shirt says I love weed. Is that like, are you trying to overcompensate for okay. not ever smoking weed? You know, so I understand that combativeness.
Let me ask you this.
Brad Pitt seems like the most chill dude of all time.
Agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
And I hate to take sides in a relationship when I don't know either of the two people.
Okay.
But let's be honest. If we were going to ask 100 people, who do you think is harder to be married to? Angelina Jolie or Brad Pitt? I think 90 out of 100 would say Angelina Jolie seems more difficult to be married to.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Because she has resting bitch face.
But in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, when they met, in Mr. and Mrs. Did you see that movie?
No.
Oh, my God. There were a couple times during that movie where I turned to my wife and I said, she's so good looking in this movie, it's distracting.
I saw parts of it.
Oh, fuck.
I saw the fight scene when they're in the house.
So good. And they were both so good looking in that movie.
They were. It makes sense. Everyone knew they were going to hook up. That movie, you're like, oh, so at what point did they, so when the camera shut off, did they just keep going at it?
Listen,
the answer is
it's the only fight scene I've ever seen and gotten a boner.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm fucking hard right now.
Okay. Well, clearly you haven't seen Gladiator. That's a joke.
Yeah.
I love for a minute you were like, and that's why you're a good friend. For a minute you go, was there a part that I just missed out?
I was trying to find the part. Yeah, I was trying to, and then I was like, nah, that's not, there's pretty much. Now,
that's just a bloodbath.
Do you think now, who ends up with somebody else again sooner? Pitt or Jolie?
I think Pitt's got to take it easy for a while. He's going to play the field. He's going to play every position. He's going to be a free agent in every sport. This guy is, he's rightfully so. Like, you're newly single after 14 years. That's what they should both be doing that.
Which Pitt, in your mind?
Jolie's got 6 kids. I don't think she's going to be in.
He's got 6 kids, too.
I think he would lock, but she wants full custody.
She's not getting full custody, and I think a lot of shit's going to come out. And from what I understand, he wanted it to be amicable, and let's keep it out of the press.
Oh, no.
And then she said, anger issues, weed, booze, I want full physical custody.
Dang.
And he's basically saying, well, fuck you.
Dude, well, so much for being amicable.
No, and that's what I think he wanted. I think he wanted to keep it out of the press.
Of course.
But as soon as she says weed, booze, anger issues,
now
the
it's
paparazzi, smell of blood in the water.
Yeah.
They smell blood. My thing is, like, did you think they would ever break up? Who's the unbreakable couple in your mind in Hollywood? I know what mine is.
Ahmad and Felicia Rashad.
Oh, whoa. That is not who I was. I was going to Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
They'll never break up.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They're gonna go into the night like the Notebook couple.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks is not only the greatest actor of all time in my book, and there's a lot, but I just saw Sully last weekend, and I'm convinced there's nobody better.
Yeah, but I think he jerks off to real dirty shit.
I don't care. If that's what gets you in the role to play Sully Sullenberger.
I think
Guess what? That was, if you heard that, that's probably because Sully Sullenberger does that, and that was him trying to get the character.
But I think Tom Hanks has seen a brony before. And had been on board with it. He's seen a furry. I think Tom Hanks has jerked off on somebody in a rabbit costume.
I don't think so. How dare you? How dare you? Only if it was for the job. If that's what Gump was into.
Tom Hanks has jerked off on somebody in a rabbit costume.
No
way. I'm telling you right now.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah, and I see him jerking off on somebody in a rabbit costume.
If they do a movie about Meryl Streep's life, Tom Hanks will play Meryl Streep. That's how good he is.
Oh, that is a fucking great call. That's a good call. Stop compromising on your shave and get started with Harry's. For far too long, you've either paid too much for a comfortable shave or you've settled for a low-priced but low-quality razor. Harry's offers something you've never had before, a great shave at a fair price. Harry's makes its own high-quality razors, cuts out the middleman, and ships them directly to you for half the price of the leading brand. Sounds great, right? It is. Good shave. Good price. It's simple. Get the best of both with Harry's. I got a Harry's razor in the mail. And as you guys know, I do like to keep it bushy every now and then. But also, my wife likes it when I kiss her face. And so she doesn't like bushy. So every now and then, I gotta shave it clean. And I got myself a Harry's razor in the mail. I actually got the Truman set And I was really excited to get it because, look, for me, honestly, there's something very zen about shaving. There's something very cool when it's a nice blade and it's a nice shaving cream and it feels good on your face. You almost feel fresh and new. And the Harry's blade, first of all, there was no discomfort. I have kind of a prickly beard would be the way I would say it. So every now and then with most razors, it feels like somebody's yanking hair out of my face. Harry's lifted it off nice and clean. No muss, no fuss, no blood. Yeah. And not only that, guys, listen, I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't trim up the shoulders too a little bit. My shoulders and my face, both smooth as a baby's bottom. And let me tell you something else. You know how easy it was on that website? You go on the website, it's right there, the Truman set. Look how cheap it is, $15. You can pick from shave cream or foaming gel. You can pick the color, orange. You can get blue. You can get green. You pick how many you want. You add it to the cart. You go to checkout. You're done. It's that easy, and they're shipping it to you right away. Harry's starter set called the Truman, which is what I got, is a great option for new customers and an amazing deal for just $15. Guys, $15. Less than going to a movie, $15. You get a razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and three of Harry's five-blade German-engineered razors. You know those Germans know how to make blades. They actually bought a razor factory in Germany. Plus, guys, there's a special offer for fans of this show. Just for this show, Harry's will give you $5 off your first purchase with promo code CALL. That's C-A-L-L. Go to harrys.com right now. You heard me, right now. Look for the Truman set. That's HARRYS.com. Enter code CALL at checkout to get $5 off and help support the show, everybody. Stop compromising. Give Harry's a try today. Let's get into our roll call. What do we want to talk about? We're going to start every show now with a little bit of a roll call.
And well, no, I'm going to do this pre-episode after the intro song.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. But we can tell people anyway.
Okay, why don't you...
So if you're listening to the show, you already heard what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
So no need to do it.
That's a fucking shame.
Jesus, look at you, messy eater over here. Are you a messy eater?
No.
No, you just, that was a drop.
Yeah,
it was a bad one. Every now and then you miss your face.
I'm trying to avoid the fucking grapes, that's why.
Lot going on in the world of sports. I want to open with a little tribute to a man who's been commentating baseball games for 67 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a world record.
Vincent Scully.
And I say that not knowing if it is or not, but I feel like no one's been doing it longer.
I think it's a safe bet.
Well, we say a belated happy birthday to an icon of the Dodgers and the sports world. Vin Scully turned 84 years old on Tuesday.
Wow. His career was 84.
By breaking news last night. So you've waited 24 hours tonight. It is our pleasure to present to you the top five greatest calls
Good.
By Vin Scully.
What if Vin Scully is in the rabbit costume that Tom Hanks
He's the one on. He got jerked off on?
Yeah.
Listen to this call.
Fuck this call. What are we... This is what you start...
Behind the bag! It gets through Buckner!
That's what you're opening the fucking show with? You dick.
The 1980s.
That's what... That's what we're starting...
You're over it.
We're starting...
You're
over it. In 2004, I was
Look at how happy those New York fans are. Look how happy Fernando Valenzuela is and Howard Johnson pre-getting a hotel named after him.
Straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field.
That was his call.
Back to the fence. It is gone.
Hey, listen, I love him as much as the next one. Are you going to play all five of these?
No, that's it. That's all we need to hear. 67 years old, though. That's incredible.
Yeah, but he's 84. Do you want to work until you're 84?
I was just having that conversation the other day about doing stand-up in my 70s. I want to. Don Rickles is still doing it. If you're still mentally capable and you're sharp, there should be no reason why you should stop.
I think we should take a good call field trip. Don Rickles and Regis Philbin are performing in Calabasas.
When?
Will you go with me? You know what?
I don't even know how. There's not enough space in my heart to fully express the joy in which those two names together on. Dude.
We're wearing tuxes.
I've been wanting to. Fine. Dumb and Dumber style.
We're wearing fucking tuxes.
I've wanted to see Regis Philbin live.
Oh, me too.
Forever. Like, that dude is...
Google it right now. I mean, you can do that.
Do you mind looking that up for us? Regis Philbin, Don Rickles, Calabasas.
I think it's the Canyon Club.
Great place for a show. Yeah, done and done. Okay, if I'm in town, I'll make sure I'm in town. I would love to work till Vince Scully is, dude, if you are still sharp like he is and you still love it, that's key. Those two elements have to be there. Like, he still talks about baseball and as with the same amount of passion he did when he first started.
Friday, November 18th.
Oh my God.
Are you out of town?
I think so, but I'll try to adjust it.
I mean, we might have to go, right?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Where would you be going?
I think I'm supposed to be in...
You know your schedule that well?
Maryland, yeah.
What are you doing in Maryland? At college with...
Magoobies Comedy Club.
Oh, Magoobies.
Have you been there?
No.
Okay.
let me ask you then, for your money...
Yeah.
I have two questions for you.
Yeah.
For your money, best announcer of all time and the best single call you've ever heard.
And you can't say your hometown announcer. Be unbiased, right?
Fair enough.
Because you're easily going to go there.
Fair enough.
And we all know enough announcers outside of our hometown guys.
And it can be TV or radio.
Great.
Okay.
Because, yeah. Boy, I think Al Michaels is pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just talking about game in and game out. His voice is easy to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
He's got enough excitement.
Are we counting play-by-play guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that what we meant?
Yep.
But he never feels like he has any... Al Michaels doesn't come up with great, like, you know, oh, Dougie.
Do you believe in miracles?
Oh, wow.
And that's not right. Terrible.
Wow. That was during the...
The Olympics, 1989. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, okay.
I mean,
that's one of the most historic calls of all time.
Come on.
Look at me. He's never said anything like worthy of repeating or, you know, making a movie out of with Kurt Russell. But other than that, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, touche. All right, so Al Michaels. Well, good. That just adds to my point that he's the best.
Okay,
Al Michaels, you said the best?
Call, the single call.
And the single call, again, I won't be biased because it's Dave Niehaus calling Griffey running around the bases in 1995.
Okay, but we didn't want to do hometown.
Yeah, but that is just off the record. That's,
okay. On the record. You're on the record.
Okay.
But, I mean, you couldn't be any more on the record with that.
Off the record, but on the... Yeah, off the record. Well, you're on the record, right.
We're recording.
It's off the on record.
It's... Right.
Okay, so I think the greatest call... Boy.
I can tell you what I think. Okay. I'm stuck between one or two.
Yep.
For me, the best announcer of all time is Keith Jackson.
Wow. From ABC Sports.
College football. I can't.
Matt Leinart coming to the fourth and 10 for the Trojans.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
he's still alive, right?
He's still alive.
Right.
But I loved his cadence. His voice was different.
Yep.
For me, Keith Jackson is the GOAT.
I would second that.
Okay. The call. Now, I don't know how you get better than Do You Believe in Miracles just because of the moment.
Wow. And get chilled up just thinking about it. By the way,
it's been called Miracle on Ice. They named something like it's branded a miracle, right?
You don't get a lot of opportunities, by the way, to say that and mean it. Like,
yes.
Do you believe in miracles? Like, you can't now, by the way, you can't say that if the stakes aren't that high.
No.
Olympics, highest stage. Coming back like that, the biggest deficit to come back from.
Also,
you can't say that in the bottom of the seventh on a fucking double that went over the fence and scored two runs.
No, do you believe in miracles?
And you're already down 9-4. It just made it 9-6. Do you believe in miracles? You're like, yeah, I do, man. Is this like a side question? Because it's not pertaining to the actual game.
No, and there aren't that many actual events that warrant the word miracle, right?
Yeah.
And on top of that, you know, you're talking about, at the time, we weren't playing professional. Talking a bunch of kids, college kids, against a team, and I don't know what the exact starts were, but they hadn't lost in a long fucking time.
Uh-uh.
And they were grown-ass men who were sticking their skates basically in people's ass cracks.
Yeah.
And fucking them with
and
them.
Meaning it.
Yeah. And so for them to win was nuts.
That was incredible.
That's what it is for me.
Here's my favorite call, and it's from a movie. When the Cool Runnings team,
good call.
When they were about to break the record, in the bobsled, and then the one of the brakes fell off the bobsled.
Never saw Cool Runnings.
Oh my God,
is that going to be a problem for us?
No, it's just it's not a red flag. It's not a Friendship Red Flag, but it's...
Is that in your top five sports movies?
Oh, yeah.
Cool Runnings is in your top five sports movies?
Yeah, dude. Guess
Are
what?
You crazy?
And you're the problem with America. Not considering bobsledding a sport.
That's
and
not it at all.
And also, you're disrespecting John Candy.
When
you say all of that stuff you're saying.
Never disrespect John Candy.
Well, that's what you're doing.
All right. Well, I have an inherent problem with him as the coach because obviously he couldn't get into a fucking bobsled.
Doesn't matter. He could back in the day.
In what day?
Dude, can Tommy Lasorda fucking run the bases? No. Could he back in the day? Yeah.
You mean when he was a toddler and he could fit into the fucking...
John Candy or Lasorda?
John Candy. When John Candy could fit into a...
They showed in the movie he was a thinner dude back in the day and was a champion, like an Olympian.
Uh-huh.
And so that, you know, and so he has the experience to coach. You can coach. You don't have to still be able to do it.
No, I agree with that.
They all don't have to be Pete Carroll and out on the field still throwing the ball and running up and down
still
the sidelines.
Still banging co-eds up in Malibu at his house.
Dude, not happening. keep trying to ruin all of my heroes. Here's the greatest call.
Okay.
You know what it is? Do you remember that call? I think it's a college football game where there's a team. They're up like 49-6 and the other team comes back and wins. No, the other team comes all the way back and goes up by like 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like 11 seconds left. And all they got to do is just run the ball out and they kick it off. And the other team who had allowed that massive comeback runs the ball all the way back and scores. And the announcer is, oh my God, I got to pull it up.
Oh, is it the announcer for the other team?
What's that?
Is it the announcer from the other team who goes, oh no.
Yeah. He goes, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no. He goes, oh no, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to be sick.
It's like remember that.
Because it was so genuine. But that that was an incredible, because that was also, but that wasn't one call. That was a call.
Play.
But it was a buildup of calls, you know?
Do you, and this is on a completely different topic, because we had talked about crushing your dreams.
Yeah.
As a USC alumni.
Yeah.
Are you heard about the coach having to say today that his player didn't punch him in the face, right?
Which one?
Okay, there's a story out, and I don't give a shit about USC, so I just kind of breezed over it.
Yeah.
But allegedly, one of the players punched a coach in the face.
Shit.
As a USC alum, and I'm going to tell you something. As somebody, I don't really like USC. I don't like the arrogance of the football team.
That's fine.
But I will tell you, I respect the program.
The arrogance, the winning tradition. That's fine.
Yeah, but not so much lately, right? My question to you is this. They should have their choice of athletes across the country. What is with these, I guess Sark was an okay hire, but this dude, I mean, you have your choice. You got
to
go outside the family,
you
got to hire a big fucking coach.
Yeah.
How long does the USC fan base tolerate that shit?
I mean, you can't, what are you going to do about it? Sort of
the
Kickstarter?
Boosters? The boosters with the money?
Yeah.
Aren't you one of the big boosters?
Me?
And Will Ferrell?
Dude, I wish. Although the school of theater asks me for money all the time, and I'm like, you guys are fine. Also, where was the, you know... upgrades when I was there.
Yeah.
No. When I get to a point when I can really make a splash, I'll definitely
How much?
I would build a.
How much?
I wouldn't just do. I wouldn't just upgrade the seats and put Adam Ray seats. You know.
But would you upgrade? Theater?
I would build I would give them enough money. Who knows? Maybe a couple hundred grand for a dope new black box theater or something like that. You know.
Oh, so you would donate to the theater
and name it after me.
What's the most
that's the
you
coolest.
Would donate?
And that's not even egotistical.
Adam Ray Theater.
That's just
that'd be
all right,
great.
Well, that doesn't have a good ring to it. All
Adam Ray Theater, the Ray Theater, the Ray Theater sounds great.
Ray Theater.
I think you'd go with the Ray.
The Theater of Ray.
L Ray. Oh, there is an L Ray.
There is an L Ray.
The
A Ray. The A Ray Theater.
X Ray Theater.
Nice.
Yeah.
Either way, the name would get figured out. But yeah, I would. Yeah, that'd be dope. Because that was, hey man, as much as we had, more minimal resources than they do now for the theater school.
Yeah.
It's expanded, as everything does when you leave. I mean, there's so many upgrades USC has made since I've been there. But that's just how it goes. You know,
I don't think I would, no matter how much money I had, I would not donate to my universe.
Nah, because that was an integral part of my career and growth.
Mine
as a
too,
person
man.
And an actor.
You know why I wouldn't?
What?
Those motherfuckers are raking everybody over the coal.
I know,
tuition.
They really are.
So if you...
You're right.
How much does USC cost to go to?
Dude, it was $38 a year when I was there.
Oh,
but I got 2 years
now.
Paid for and then loans.
2 years paid for?
Academic, yeah.
Wait, you got an academic scholarship?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
I'm
not a fucking idiot.
No, I didn't think you were an idiot.
I'm also not a genius, though.
What was your SAT score?
Oh, SATs. No, don't look at that.
Why not?
1170. Not good.
Not great. Not terrible.
Not great, but I...
Do you have a lot of extracurriculars?
Yeah, and GPA was high.
Head of the yearbook?
Man, I was doing it all, man. I was VP of the school senior year. School paper, all
Business
the sports, all
America.
The plays. I don't know what the fuck that is, but yeah.
I was part of Business Leaders of America. We met every Tuesday after school.
I love that. I love the club. Hey, man.
The BLA?
Be a part of all the clubs.
Yeah.
Clubs are great. Keep you out of trouble.
Yeah.
I gave a speech to the elementary school that I went to, Lake Forest Park Elementary, when I was a senior in high school. And by the way, I gave a speech. They asked me, they go, because, you know, I was just very active in the plays and sports. And I was, you know, somewhat, I worked at the grocery store that was like in our neighborhood, the Albertsons. Like, I was very just becoming a well-known person in the community as far as like, you know, the high school kids, when you're seniors, if you're doing a lot. And then I was going to SC for acting school and I was, you know, leads in the plays. And so it was very, so like, come speak at the DARE graduation for the elementary school you went to. And I was like, what a fucking honor. Like, that would be, I was really touched. Now, that's on a Monday. On that Saturday, there was a big party and I went to it. And it was the first time I got so high that I told people to call the ambulance because I can't feel my legs.
Right.
48 hours later, I'm standing in front of an elementary school being like, don't do drugs, dot, 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 unless you're with friends and they can keep you calm enough to let you know that your legs have not disappeared. So I opened my speech by saying, my whole angle was, I opened my speech by being like, look, I'm not going to tell you guys to not do drugs. And I just hear a teacher in the back go, whoa.
And that's what you opened with?
Yeah, because my angle was, because I didn't want to like come off as some preachy bitch of just like, don't do drugs, don't do this. I was like, what's the angle? How can I say it in a clever way? So I go, I'm not going to tell you guys to not do drugs. I go, what I'm going to do is encourage you to be active and to get involved. And when you get involved like I've done and get so busy, you're not going to have time for that, you know? As a result of being so busy and on top of your shit and have so many responsibilities, drugs won't even be an option. But, you know,
how did they like that?
It went over okay.
I think they wanted to strict sense, don't do drugs.
But yeah.
Didn't they want, isn't that what they, didn't they
I
want
think that's what they hired me
strict
for.
Don't do drugs is what they wanted to hear.
I know.
And you were like, hey, I'm not going to tell you not to do them because I'm still high.
Because last week I had a lot of fun. Have you been high in a hot tub? Let me tell you something. It is great.
The last time I got so fucked up that I had to step outside and couldn't feel my legs. And I was with a buddy of mine, and I know he listens to this, a guy named John Fiore, and we were in Vegas. And I may or may not have done I think it was after probably the fourth hit of ecstasy.
Yikes.
Okay. So at about the fourth hit of ecstasy, I turned to him. I go, pretty sure I'm about to die. And he was like, die? And I'm like, die. And he goes, well, let's step outside. And I go, okay. Now, what's fucked up is that you know you're fucked up when you think you're going to die and you think stepping outside is going to be, oh, okay. Well, the ambulance? No. Doctor? No. You want to step outside? Sure.
Yeah, but that's a very calming move by your friend.
So we step outside.
You can't panic in that situation because then your panic goes up a notch.
Well, that's what he did. He stepped outside. And he was like a great quarterback, like Joe Montana. Yeah. They used to talk about how he would calm everyone down. He steps aside. He starts to smoke a cigarette. And he goes, well, you look terrible because I was fucking sweating. You know, I'm sweating and I'm white as a ghost. Yeah. And I go, I think I'm dying. He goes, yeah, I'll tell you what. If you're going to die, I need to know a couple things. And he just started to ask me questions about my past.
Took your mind off it.
Completely took my mind off.
Wow.
And then about 20 minutes in, he finished two or three cigarettes and he put them out and he was like, well, I'm done holding your hand. You want to go back inside? And I go, yeah. And he was like, you want to do some more drugs? I'm like, sure.
And you walked into the house and he turned around and walked into the fields and disappeared like a field of dreams.
He floated up in the sky and then Elvis came down and he was like, do more drug. And I said, all right, Elvis, I'll do some more. You know, when I first got to this town, I was trying to work on a script with a friend of mine called Cutting Up the King. And the premise was this guy finds Elvis's body and there's a huge Elvis convention in Vegas and he's going to bring it to Vegas and he's going to make a shit ton of money.
What a great premise.
Now, on the way across country, other people find out that they found Elvis's body. So to get out of scrapes and stuff, he gives thumbs away. He's Cutting Up the King. The name of the movie is called Cutting Up the King.
Is this written?
It's outlined out, right? So the name of the outline is, it's called Cutting Up the King, right? So he gives away parts of Elvis on the way to Vegas so he can get there. Do you know what I mean? It's like a strange cannonball run.
Hey, man, It's a great movie that should star Robert Downey Jr., Christian Slater, you, me, John Goodman.
You like that? I mean, I always thought it was a good
idea. It's like Rat Race meets...
It's like a little Cannonball Run.
meets Cannonball Run meets... not True Romance. What's the movie about with all the guys? The hooker dies at the bachelor party.
Oh, with Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
And
you know, like Tom Sizemore, I think.
Hey, you know what's funny is any
right. What is that?
Any movie where a hooker dies in a bathroom, Jeremy Piven and Tom Sizemore basically.
They were there. They were there. They're like, oh, there's cameras here. We're making a movie. Yikes.
Sizemore's like, that's not how it happens.
Yeah.
They don't die like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
They flail a little more when they die.
That's
a
great idea for a script. I definitely.
We'll talk about it.
I would love to.
Do you write?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
You write scripts?
Three movies in the can, working
three
on a
movies
second
in the can.
Written.
Yeah, okay.
But when I'm just started a show. I'm just finished them like all in the past like 2 years.
Well, we
and then
should,
you know, a couple pilots and cartoons.
We
always.
Should shit about it with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude, that's an we amazing.
Pitch it
a sports movie is something I would definitely love to. You know what sucks so hard is that Mad TV, I had to pick over this IFC baseball show that Hank Azaria is doing called Brockmire. I think it's Brockmire.
Uh-huh.
Shoots in Atlanta about he plays this like, you know, big league radio play-by-play guy that kind of falls apart and gets sent down to the minors and doing this minor, and he's doing this minor league team. And I'm one of the like kind of jockey, cocky baseball guys. And I got the part and I had to pick between that and Mad. And I didn't even have Mad yet. It was just like, what are you going to go for? And I couldn't do both. And so I went for Mad. But I just, when I did it at midnight a couple of weeks ago, I ran to one of the producers on the show because Funny or Die was doing it.
Yeah.
And he sees me, he goes, and it was not an easy decision. You know, great problem to have, I guess, but like,
yeah,
Hank Azaria is like a hero to me, and to act alongside him, and to be in a sports movie or TV show, I think for any actor comedian who is a fan of sports, is like a dream. That's along for me is like, along the lines of becoming friends with an athlete who you look up to, and then all of a sudden he likes your shit. Like your relationship with Big Poppy, that's mind-blowing.
To me, it is.
Adam Devine being friends with Blake Griffin. That's mind, but like those types of things happen after you put in enough work and get to be kind of dope and then, you know, just whatever. So I really wanted to do that and I couldn't. And I saw on the producers and he goes, oh man, we really missed you this summer. He goes, dude, Hank loved you, man. I go, don't say that. He goes, dude, he really was pumped to have you. He was like, really, you know, your tape came through and he was like, that guy, well, what he was talking about you, like, so, dude, it almost made me cry. I was so like, you know, but whatever. I made the right choice because
you absolutely
cause I did.
And but, it also, it showcased your,
more. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
mean, but you know, that definitely, and I guess, you know, you just pocket that away as like a nice
you
piece
know about
of info.
That sports
but,
movie that I sold to Sandler, right?
Yes. You told me about that. That's amazing.
I also sold a while ago, another sports movie. You know, there is a, did you know that there is a homeless person's soccer World Cup? Did you know that?
No.
So they play World Cup. It's in Europe and it's only homeless team people who are homeless and they get teams together and they play a homeless World Cup and I believe it's somewhere in Europe, but I had seen a little bit of a real sports story on HBO about it, and then so I wrote a story about a fictitious team here in America and they had to go through the tournament here to get to the
what a great idea
it was a really cool story. And
are you kidding me? That has Disney written all over it.
Yeah
Dennis Quaid plays the coach of
boy,
the homeless
soccer
team.
Do you follow Dennis Randy Quaid on Twitter? You should.
Why?
Holy fuck,
they're related, right?
I think they're brothers. Their faces and bodies don't look a lot alike.
No,
but holy shit, Randy Quaid on Twitter, do you follow him?
All right,
he's
keep talking. I'll pull up some Quaid tweets.
Absolutely. Oh, it's some videos. The videos are the best too. He's absolutely
by the way,
out of his fucking
Quaid
tree.
Tweets definitely sound like the drug he's on.
Quaid tweets. Quaid tweets.
Quaid tweets.
Do you know who else I follow? Who I love is Tila Tequila. Tila Tequila has.
He's only got 12.4 followers. 1,000 followers. What is?
Tila Tequila has officially lost her fucking mind. Yeah, that's the one I just saw. It's one of my favorites. He's just. Just chilling.
Welcome to the creek. This is our favorite secret swimming hole. So don't tell anybody.
So guys, in the video, he's shirtless with a huge white unibomber.
Huge beard, huge gut, and his dog in a dope creek.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're following him, right?
Here's another one. Happy Constitution Day.
That's the one I love the most.
Happy Constitution Day. I've had mine this morning. Have you?
What the fuck?
I mean, you know he showers in that creek, right?
I don't care.
No, it's 100%.
This guy's living his life. Oh, he's standing in front of Trump International Hotel. Is he a Trump supporter? Who knows?
You just need to follow him. It's worth the follow.
Wow.
Okay. Let me ask you, because we both got caught up in football,
yeah.
And you lost your bet last week. Like I told you, because I told you, Jeff Fisher always plays the Seahawks tough, didn't he?
Sure. And
then you told me in a tweet, 44-0, as I believe is what the... I believe you said.
I totally forgot that Roger Goodell was not going to let L.A. lose.
Now,
its home
I know
game.
You said that.
Yeah.
Which part did you think Goodell had a hand in?
Just I don't know. All the offensive pass interference calls. Are you kidding me? How many of those should you call a season in the National Football League, let alone in one game? Mm-hmm. There was like five. Mm-hmm. There was three at least I know for sure of. I'm saying five to heighten the severity of those calls.
Did those calls somehow affect how shitty the offensive line is?
Dude, they momentum killers. Those calls stilted, whatever the word is. They held up. They cock blocked a lot of drives.
And do you think Goodell has done more to affect the Seahawks season, or the Patriots season so far?
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, if we really want to get into that.
I'm just curious. I'm asking you as an objective, you know.
I mean, I think overall he's helped you guys out quite a bit.
Helped?
Yeah. Come on, Goodell and Kraft, they're homies.
You understand that Tom Brady isn't playing, right?
Yeah.
So you think...
After a while, it's a personal vendetta. Goodell's just like, look.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you think Goodell has hurt the Patriots more this year or this year?
Nah, but you've won so much. This year, he's just, you know, Goodell's on his way out soon, isn't he?
I don't think so. Why would you leave the job? Okay.
Can't they fire him?
The owners will never fire him because he's the perfect puppet. Let me ask you. I'm going to ask you two
perfect
questions.
Perfect puppet, the Roger Goodell story.
Perfect puppet is not a terrible name for a punk band.
Yeah. Perfect puppet.
Perfect puppet.
Or ferret paragraph. We've talked about this.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, ferret paragraph.
Kinky Ferret.
Kinky Ferret. Sounds like a band that would open for Dashboard Confessional.
Yeah.
And guess what? They're still great.
I want you to tell
44
me.
44 to nothing, I was off on. Big
you're
time.
Off. Are you going to go to a Rams game this year? And if you do, how many fights do you think you'll see in the stands?
Can I be honest? I'll watch all of them on YouTube the next day, and I will not be there for them. I've been to the Coliseum, and you know what? I was there for the glory days, for some of the best days the Coliseum has ever seen.
Right.
Those days aren't there anymore. Also, NFL fans in that Coliseum are nuts, dude.
My buddy told me that they basically, the Raiders fans took off the Raiders jerseys and put on Rams jerseys.
That's scary.
And
me.
That the stands are a fucking
dude.
Volatile fist fight.
Oh, I'm not going. NFL games in this, I mean, it's like taking every angry dad from a seventh grade basketball, from his son's youth basketball game, and putting them in a stand with tons of beer.
Yeah. And you know what else?
And tons
everybody
of
thinks
anger.
They're a fucking expert. Yeah, I played, you know, I played high school. Listen, unless you've played in that league at that speed with those players, you don't know shit.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're fucking talking about. Everybody's an expert.
But that's why it's fun to be a sports fan, to pretend you know what you're talking about.
I agree with that. But how can you fight another human being over a game that other grown men are playing?
Look, I've been in situations where I've gotten riled up, and I've had dudes
in Australia
in front of me. Yeah, in Austria. And guys, but now I'm talking sports-related fights.
Right.
Where there's been guys in front of me that have taunted me or like, you know, things like where they'll go out of their way where I've been like cheering a team on. And then I'll cheer something really loud, and then something will happen. Like they'll, you know, a drive will, I think it was the last SC game I went to. I was cheering them on and on a good drive, and then we end up getting picked off. And the guy in front of me was like, you know, yeah, that's what you get because the UFC sucks. And he kind of turned around at me and directed it towards me. And I go, all right, cool. Like, it's fun to have some friendly banter. So then when his team did something wrong, I would say some stuff back and be like, yeah, maybe you guys suck instead. Or, you know, whatever, it wasn't clever. But I yelled something back just to jab back at him. And then he started to, like, straight up throw some, like, real nice verbal punches. And then would turn around and straight up be like, you better fucking watch it, dog. Like, and then just took it personal.
Are you one level up from him?
I'm one level up.
No, that's not, he's not a good spot for that fight.
No, man. So I'm just like, these are how these Stan fan fights go down.
Yeah.
You know, just a little, like people get a little, and he was a little fucked up, but also just like the guy, he fit the part. Like he was definitely, you know, like kind of a fucking like, you know, what's up, dog? You better watch your shit, man. White dude, you know, just kind of came to the game with this girl.
Ready to fight.
Ready to fight, looking to maybe, he definitely had the attitude of like his girl had literally said like an hour prior, like, I bet you can't fight in the fucking stands.
Yeah. And if you fight somebody, I'll blow you in the car.
In the car. And so he was ready to go. And I retreated, but I also like engaged for a while to the point to where like he did turn around and say, you better watch your shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? So I caught myself from being like, oh man, you didn't have to engage that much, but I did because I'm a dude.
No,
and
but you're also a dude, and somebody's in front of your face saying shit, and you say shit back. But you think
and
that's
it became
where
fun.
It ends.
I thought it was fun.
I think it's fun too. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. This happened to me on Sunday during the Patriots game, and I want to ask your opinion and everybody's opinion out there. Okay, so anybody who follows me during Patriots games know that I tweet excessively.
Yeah,
and it for me it's fun. Like it's all in fun, and people I know I'm going to get a ton of shit tomorrow night. With the Texans-Patriots game, I'm not expecting much because of Jacoby Brissett. I know I'm going to get
that, your third-string quarterback?
Yeah. So I know.
Is that who now is your, I mean, Brady has how many games left?
Two more and Garoppolo's out.
And for the season?
No, for like four more weeks. And so I think the backup quarterback's probably going to be Julian Edelman.
You know what sucks about Garoppolo is he had an opportunity to probably like get paid next season and bounce, right?
He still will.
He had a good showing.
Okay. So I talk shit. I'm talking shit.
Yeah.
And I said something about, oh, third string quarterback, blah. And somebody tweeted back. And I don't look at their picture. Yeah. You think I'm looking at everybody's profile?
No, you don't got time for that. You're looking at the words.
Yeah. And the word was, well, if your quarterback wasn't such a cheater, right? And I just tweeted back, good one. That was so original. How am I going to recover?
Yeah.
Holy moly. Did you think of that yourself? Whatever. Something just bland.
Yeah.
And he tweeted back, the salt is palpable. And I'm like, all right, who is this motherfucker?
Yeah, now I'm checking in. Now I'm checking the picture. I'm checking the birthday. I'm checking the favorite.
So I look.
Ice cream flavor.
The picture is a, and I'm assuming he looks like 18, 19.
Yeah.
And so he said, the salt is palpable. And I just tweeted back, so is your acne.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. You go, I see your salt is palpable. And I raise you a dagger to the heart.
Yes. Let's end this conversation, right?
I raise you some Noxzema.
Right. Now, I got crushed. Man.
By him?
No, by people. You're picking on a kid. And I kept
you're like the guy at the game who catches a foul ball right in front of a kid and doesn't give it to him.
Fuck that. No, I know. Here's the deal. And I tweeted back to him. He goes, oh, you feel good picking on a kid? I go, hey, if you don't want to get punched, don't get in the fucking ring.
Nice.
Don't get in the ring.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Now, I ended up apologizing to him. And what I said to him was, I'm not sorry I said it, but I am sorry you got your feelings hurt because that's not what I use this for, which is true. But I'm not sorry I said it because you can't get out there and think you're not going to get hit back. Yeah. Am I wrong? Should I have been a bigger person is what I'm asking
you. No, because you learn from those things. You learn from that. The kid learned from that.
What did I learn?
I mean,
to check his age earlier?
No, to just if that's how you want to proceed going forward in the next altercation.
What would you have done? Because I like to get into it with football people because they're ridiculous to me and they get so fucking mad that it makes me happy how mad I'm getting them.
I think, yeah, if he threw the first punch, right?
Twice.
Okay, cool. Then, yeah, it's like with when you deal with a heckler, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I always try to kill him with kindness.
I did.
I've kicked out four people ever in nine years. Yeah.
I saw two of them.
But I've given them many chances, right?
Were they all Asian? Have you kicked out all Asian people?
No, just two Asians, a group of four blonde moms, not to be confused with four non-blondes.
Four blonde moms.
But they did say, hey, what's going on when they walked out. The four blonde moms. Yeah, that was fucking great. Yeah, I'm gonna just give a moment of silence for that.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one, yeah.
So,
How much do you wish you had said that when they were walking out?
So much so. Yeah, man. The most. You could wish something.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, you know, you kill them with kindness. You give them opportunities to stay there. And so you did that. And two was enough. And then it's like, now I'm going in.
Yeah, and you know
age,
what?
Age, not, you
no.
know.
Age doesn't mean it because he, listen, and I know it's, I'm a grown up.
Because he started it,
that's
man.
What I'm about to
yeah,
say. But you I know what? It's a grown up thing.
Two
and
wrongs
started,
don't make a right, but guess what? Sometimes they do.
Yeah, but you have to understand.
That's how that saying should end. Two wrongs don't make a right, ... but sometimes they do.
Yeah, exactly. But in this case.
Yeah. There's a lot of things like that, by the way, you could just add one little extra thing onto.
Yeah.
And it could completely change the tone of the sentence. And I'm going to use this as an example. Donald Trump, who I hate, who I think sucks, who I hope does not win. He said that if Hillary wins recently, there's going to be so many Mexicans. There'll be like a taco truck on every corner. And I go, hey, man.
Good.
Thank you.
I like
who
tacos.
Who in this world does not like tacos?
There are times when I drive around, I'm like, I could use a taco.
I could use a taco. Oh, look, there's a taco truck.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. So all he has to do in that, so that's racist, right? I guess there'll be so many Mexicans.
What you just said?
What Trump said.
Yes.
So many Mexicans, so many taco trucks. Guess what, man? Just add, and that would be great. You know, after
and it would
that.
Change everything.
Change everything.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you go, shit, man, Trump is. That,
man
I'm
of the
a
people.
Thank you. You know?
You know, your Trump impersonation is pretty good.
It's not. It's just very, very nasally. So many Mexicans, so many taco trucks. I mean, it's, you know.
You know what I want? One of the things I want to do, I want
to. That's also my Hillary, though, so don't get, don't give me too big of an ego. I want to be president. I was married to Bill. I still am.
Here's what I want. One of my goals for this podcast is that you teach me how to do some voices.
Yeah. You already have, you have them in you. You just need the confidence. And the, it's just trust, man. You just literally start.
Which easy?
You know what you need to do? You'll sit down. You know what you should do is listen to my voiceover demo reel on my website.
Yeah.
I bet you could do all those voices.
What's an easy one right now that I can try?
An old man voice.
Oh, I don't know what that is. What do you want me to say?
Okay, well, that was a turtle coming in his pants. That was a turtle coming in his pants while he's asleep. That was a turtle having a wet dream.
I will say this, turtles
underwater.
Do kind of look like old men.
Great, wow, great call. All right, so yeah.
Okay, so give
that
me
was
a,
not bad, but see, you just made a noise. You need to say something.
I need a sentence.
Say, Bethany, I thought my chair was supposed to go next to the couch.
Oh, Bethany. No, that's not it, is it?
Yes.
Bethany, I thought my chair was supposed to go against the couch.
See? Great.
That's like Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart meets Winnie the Pooh. That's Jimmy Pooh right
Jimmy
there.
Jimmy the Pooh.
Jimmy the Pooh.
I can do a ton of impersonations.
See, you started and you stopped.
From,
you have to just go for it,
yeah,
you know?
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
I can impersonate my neighbor. I told you that, right?
Yeah.
I can nail him.
Yeah.
His name's Carrie.
Yeah. Do him?
I can nail... Oh, Carrie?
Yeah.
Hey, Josh. Do you mind if I water my car? I know when I water my car that it always goes over the fence and I get your car wet and I leave water stains on there. And then I know it always happens the day after you wash your car, I'm washing my car. And then you have to wash your car again. He laughs like that.
Nice.
Which, and he plays Foghat loudly.
This guy's like Peter Griffin meets
yes, he's
Winnie
like a
the Pooh.
Sober. He's a... he's a sober Peter Griffin, which is annoying.
That's great.
Okay, so voices. I'm going to work on it. It is confidence because I could
maybe every other episode I'll throw you a voice.
I could feel myself shrinking away from it as it was happening. Okay, let's get back to sports.
Back
for a
to sports.
I wanted to ask you, or
yeah.
You go first.
Well,
go first.
I mean, with football, so I made a wrong pick. Your team is going through some stuff. It's early in the season. The Seahawks need to get their offensive line together. They need to hope that Russell Wilson's ankle sprain somehow just heals during the week before these games.
And the bet today.
He's verbally. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay.
It's clear that he is hobbling. Russell Wilson is having a tough time getting around.
He's not.
And unless he just takes a month off, it's just going to be like that the whole season. It's going to be, we're going to have to kind of survive for a little bit and just hope
that
he doesn't.
The offensive line is terrible.
I know. I wish we would pour more money into the offensive line. They don't. They let two big guys go this year because they want to go get new contracts. And we're like, cool, man, we'll promote from within. And at some point, you got to go, maybe we should
make that
a priority.
They put their money on defense and in their quarterback.
Yeah, that's okay.
So there's only a certain amount of money,
oh,
right?
Oh, man, I know. That's why it's so tough to win.
But I will tell you, that's why to me, and I know people fucking hate Brady. Brady took less. Brady makes $14 or $15 million a year.
Yeah.
That's why when people tell me Drew Brees wants to win, no, he doesn't. he signed a contract where he's going to get $26 or $27 million. And on that team, I don't know if you've noticed their defense over the last 6 years. It sucked because their quarterback takes all the fucking money and they can't spend anything.
Yep.
Now, granted, Brady is married to someone who makes $40 million a year.
Yep.
But at some point in time, Breeze has made over $100 million.
Yeah.
At some point in time, in the twilight of your career, you fucking decide, I want to win. I want to win.
Yeah.
And then you choose that. Yeah. But he's chosen money every time. So when I see quarterbacks go, I want to be the highest paid quarterback. Well, then you don't want to win. Because when you invest that amount of money into somebody,
you can't get other stuff.
You're fucking the other.
It's like what Kobe did. You think Russ got one and then went to another one and was like, I'm good.
Yeah. No.
Wait, what?
You talking about Russ?
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. Wilson.
Oh, Russ Wilson. No. I think Russell Wilson wanted, but he's younger too. And by the way, I'm going to go on record
and say. It's
still
a business. He's a good dude. Still goes to Children's Hospital every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Visits all these kids. Is a dope dude, but he's, a human being that knows his worth.
Way better quarterback when he was a virgin. I'm just saying, if he had not.
You're going to come out with that, really?
I'm just saying. Yeah. Is it a coincidence?
He was
because
playing,
before he would go into the gym all the time. Got to go to the gym. Got to the fucking gym. Got to watch tape. Got to do everything.
Pent up.
And now he's like, do I go to the gym or do I? She's pretty good looking.
Or do I go fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I think vagina has maybe sent him down a wrong path.
Wow.
Was he better or worse as a virgin?
We're two games in. You can't completely
assess. Asking you right now, just sample size, better or worse as a virgin?
I don't know, because this time last year he was going through similar struggles. Didn't really turn it on until
they hadn't scored a. I mean, what have they scored now?
They haven't scored a touchdown yet, right?
One touchdown.
At the end of the game, that won the game last week.
And by the way,
I don't know. It's gonna be an uphill battle.
Better as a virgin.
1-1.
Am I right, people? Better as a virgin?
No. You know, you don't have to answer that, Facebook. I do want to just mention that we're going to end this podcast with me and you both, right? Filling out a map of the United States.
Should we do like a 2 or 3 minute time limit and do it one at a time so the other person can kind of commentate? Because if we're both doing it at the same time, I'm not sure how good a podcast that is.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
How much time?
Maybe. And I guess we can't do it and then come back with it because we'll accuse each other of cheating.
Oh, well, I will cheat.
Yeah. Great. I love that honesty.
Okay, yeah. No, there's no doubt. I'm the youngest of four boys. Great. So my instinct is to cheat.
This little game is happening because there was a video I posted of Brad Williams dancing.
Yeah.
And I meant to say in the tweet, I may not know this, I may not know this, but I know that this video of Brad dancing is the greatest thing I've seen in a long
time.
And
by the way, it was.
It was great.
He's a good dancer.
Brad's a great dancer.
Are you a good dancer?
I'm pretty good. Have you not seen the video? Google tonight, Dwarf Dances Gangnam Style, and it's the greatest thing you'll ever see on YouTube.
Yeah.
Brad is a dwarf, and he is an amazing dancer. And so I post that, but I forgot to put on the I may not know.
Yeah.
So I tweeted, I may know. And then what followed that was, I may know all 50 state capitals. I may not know this. So I left it out. Bert Kreischer, who I've exchanged minimal dialogue with, tweeted at me, oh, let's see it, hotshot.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. What did I do? I go back and look at it. And then I see you tweet, no, you don't. And then I see some other people be like, fucking you don't. And then I kind of, and then I tweet it back and then being like, fucking fuck you. And you're not Bert or Josh, shut up. Yeah. And then so then I was like, all right, well, now I need to put my money where my mouth is.
But this is states first. We're going to do states before capitals.
Oh, it's just states.
Just states.
Is that what I said? I think I said I may not know.
Capitals. Let's start with states.
Wow. Okay.
Can you do states?
We're going to end the podcast with that.
Okay. What time is it right now?
6:30. In about 10 minutes, we're going to do that.
Do you want to do yours right now?
Right. Because we're at about 40 minutes right now. We're at 50 minutes. Yeah.
Let's do yours right now. And now I'm going to need your phone timer out. What do you think? 3 minutes? Is that good?
First of all, can we talk about how Adrian Peterson is out for the...
I know.
For how long?
And he's out. He's going... It looks like he's going to have surgery.
He tore his LCL. What is that?
LCL? Don't they make speakers?
I don't know. No, you're thinking of Bose.
Oh. No, LCL. And Garoppolo's out. Danny Woodhead is out.
Dude, injuries are the
DeMarcus
worst.
DeMarcus Ware is out. But for me, the Patriots having their third quarterback, if Belichick wins this week, it will be the most hoodie thing that he's ever... It will be the hoodiest win of his hoodie career.
Yeah.
To win with that dude
on
a short week...
What's the quarterback's name again?
Jacoby Brissett.
Is he even good? Are people pumped?
Who knows?
They're just like, whatever.
The third string quarterback.
Garoppolo was being trained and groomed. He's been there for a little bit, yeah?
Is Garoppolo better looking than Brady?
1,000%. Come on, dude. That's a no-brainer.
Really?
Yeah. Are chicken pot pies better than fucking beef stroganoff? Yeah,
well,
dude.
Yeah. That's not even close.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Now, you're saying hands down?
Garoppolo is the chicken pot pies of football.
I think the Patriots, and I say this in all confidence, best looking team. They have the best Mount Rushmore handsome of any team.
You're fine. You're all right. You got
probably Garoppolo,
got the most
Brady,
white guy. You got the most white guys.
Yeah, the most white receivers for sure. But Garoppolo, Brady.
By the way, is that talked about a lot?
Edelman?
You guys are like the Utah Jazz of the NFL.
Oh, yeah. If you're a white receiver, you better go play for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Wes Welker was there. He left, but Danny Woodhead was there. He left. Like, if you are under 5'10 and you're white, here's a chance Belichick will sign you.
Both of our teams have started off with a little bit of an obstacle, quite the hurdle to jump over week to week.
Yes.
If we do end up in the Super Bowl, that'll be incredible. And by the way, these are the types of seasons that start off like nobody just crushes it all the way and wins.
Nope.
The Panthers did, and what happened? They lost.
By the way,
they're dope this year, but they, you know, you can't dominate the whole time. You got to go through some adversity,
yeah.
Get hot at the right time, and carry that into the postseason.
Let's do your
thing.
And
by the way, saying that while holding this pen made me feel so much like an analyst.
Like an analyst. I agree. You were
you
really,
gotta,
and you hit it on the ground a couple times. You gave one
I mean,
of those.
That was very, I don't know, Michael Strahan of me, Charles Barkley of me.
John Gruden.
Fuck. Frank Caliendo's Gruden is one of the best impressions
it's pretty
of all
strong.
Time.
All right, here we
go.
We're going to do a 3-minute.
3 minutes?
How long do you think? 2 minutes or 3 minutes?
I mean, I think 2 minutes.
2 minutes to see how many you can fill in.
All right, now, while the other person talks for 2 minutes.
Yep.
I'm going to give you something to talk about, and you're just going to talk about it for 2 minutes.
Anything.
Just got to rant. No, I'm going to give you something to talk about. Sports related.
Okay.
It's happening right now, and you got to just rant about it.
And we're not looking at people's shoulders.
Nope.
Okay.
Meta World Peace has signed a 1-year contract with the Lakers. Discuss.
Why is he still playing basketball? I mean, at this point in time, what is he really contributing? And also, will he fucking just change his name back? Can we please... Stop with the Meta World Peace. Like, just go back to Ron Artest and start. And if you want to play basketball, lace him up at the Y or do, you know, there's that 3-on-3 where people win $1 million. I think he did join that league. But Meta World Peace should not be playing basketball anymore. And there's no reason the Lakers should have signed him. They're rebuilding. They already got rid of one old cranky dude. They're going to put another old cranky dude. Although I will tell you, when Artest was with the Pacers, he was one of my favorite basketball players to watch. Dude went hard. Would body up against anybody. Would dive into the stands. And that shit, that fight in the stands, you know what? I think, obviously, you can never go into the stands. But also, if you're in the stands and you throw something at a player, or you take a swing at a player, or you are doing something that puts their family in fucking danger, guess what? There's a chance you're going to get punched in the face by somebody who's really big and really strong. And that's what I don't have a problem with. I had heard that initially they had gone up in the stands that first time because they were worried about their family. But I will tell you something else. If you go back and you take a look at that fight, do you remember that fight? Oh, my God. There is one dude in the stands who clearly wanted no part of Meta World Peace when he climbed up, when Ron Artest, when he climbed up into those stands. He even had his hands up in the air. Like, I'm clearly not the person. They almost tried to pull the Jedi mind trick on him. This is not the fan you are looking for. And he got fucking whapped. But I would say, Lakers, take a chance on a young dude. Why you need an old guy? It's not like he's going to stabilize your team. I would say, take a chance on a young guy. Knock it out from there. And you don't need to. Oh, you're at 2 minutes. You don't need anything else
Fuck.
After that.
That's it. That was tough.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me see.
God damn it.
Give me, I don't even want to look yet.
Oh, man.
Two
you know
minutes.
What? I got a lot that I knew, but I definitely, what I'll tell you what I learned in that little exercise. I spent too much time on a couple that I was like, you should know those. Why don't you know
okay,
those?
Ready?
And that distracted me from the 9 at least that I left off that should have been quick fill-ins.
Okay. Ready?
And I don't know why I just shared. I mean, that's
tell
like basically,
when.
That's basically like not defeating Mario and then being like, here's how I should have beat King Koopa right before your friend tries.
All right, here
All right,
we go. Ready?
What's my topic?
Your topic is what team do you think is the biggest disappointment in football so far? Are you okay with that one?
No, because I haven't paid. That's Brett's broad. Yeah. Okay. I haven't paid attention, everybody.
Okay. Who do you think should win the MVP in the American League this year?
Great call. Well, that's a loaded question. There's been a lot of guys who are deserving of it. Robinson Cano, for one. Is that biased, some would say, Adam? Is that biased because you're a Seattle Mariners fan and you love Robinson Cano like he was your father? Yeah, it is a little bit. But he's also, look at the numbers, .297 batting average, 33 home runs, game-winning sack fly, RBI single in the bottom of the 12th. Today, to be the Toronto Blue Jays. The guy's clutch. The guy is dope. He's got a great baseball name. Okay? You can't pick MVPs that have shitty baseball names. Mike Trout? What the fuck is that? Was he friends with Ariel and the Little Mermaid? Oh, is that a fish joke because his last name's Trout? Fuck off. Yeah, it is. Also, Ruben Sierra. That's a great baseball name. Didn't win an MVP. You know, was I shocked about that? Was I bummed about that? Did I lose sleep over that? Yeah, Ruben Sierra, that sounds like a great MVP name. It also sounds like something you pay a midget to do to you in Vegas. Could I get the Ruben Sierra? Oh, you guys are all out? Well, then I'll take the Andre Dawson. So look, Mike Trout's had a hell of a year. The guy is, look, he's made a lot of great home run robbing catches. You know, but then I look at Hanley Ramirez of the Boston Red Sox. The guy's had a hell of a season.
I know what that
is. You're at 90 seconds, 30 more seconds.
I am?
Boy, who else? American League. I mean, you know, Yasiel Puig is in the National League, but somebody who definitely has been stirring up quite a bit of buzz in baseball, which baseball needs. Baseball needs buzz. It also needs steroids, because steroids lead to home runs, and home runs lead to happy. And home runs lead to happy is going to be the name of a book I write one day if baseball shuts down because too many guys are on steroids. Home runs lead to happy. That sounds like a fucking movie that Morgan Freeman and James Earl Jones should not only star in as opposing coaches, but they should narrate. Let's see. And stop. You're actually over by 10 seconds. And you got almost all of them.
I don't know if they're right, though.
Now, here is an interesting point to make.
Did we get two states in different spots?
I did not ask if I could do the abbreviations, which I should have.
You wrote in the whole thing.
I wrote the whole thing. And you can go ahead and add on an extra minute for that.
Minute? Right?
Dude.
How many letters did you write?
WA for Washington.
Yeah.
Okay, right now I'm going to flip it over. I'm going to time you. Write WA and then I'm going to time you and then write the word Washington. Ready? And just WA. And go.
Yep.
1.25 seconds.
Okay.
Now Washington. Ready? And it's got to be legible.
Well, none of this is legible.
Well, it's got to be.
Well, I mean, I just kind of...
No, WA is legible. I can read that. But Washington, ready? And go.
Done.
All right. Do it one more time. Go.
Wait. Okay.
And go.
Done.
2.42 seconds.
So I added a second.
Yeah. So...
Well,
all right.
You got
a lot. I'm finding...
I don't know, though, if these are all right.
Well, okay. First of all... Okay, that's an X, not a K. I thought you put TK over the state of Texas.
Did you do Alaska and Hawaii?
No, I missed those, and those are no-brainers. You got pretty much all of them except for... It looks like you only didn't fill in four states.
That's right. I don't know if that's right. I don't know if that's right. Like, I don't know if they're right.
See, I would love to get a full map of the states and just do the capitals next. And that's where this whole fucking debate even started from.
Hold on, let me see your map. Okay, you missed Nevada and Utah, and that's, I don't
North Dakota, South Dakota.
I don't think that's Wyoming.
What is it?
Maybe it is, so maybe I'm wrong. That's
what did you put?
I put, that's Colorado.
Yeah. North Dakota and South Dakota are right below each other.
Right. Well, North Dakota and South Dakota are below each other here.
North Dakota, South Dakota are the bunk bed states.
Okay, so these are wrong.
Yeah, dude.
And this is wrong.
Colorado, that good call. But yeah, those are wrong.
Okay, and that's wrong.
Minnesota? No, that is... Minnesota's right there.
It's right...
Yeah.
Here?
Minnesota's below South Dakota.
Okay, so I got...
No. Is that right?
See, we're going to need to see an actual map.
Fuck.
I think
Tennessee. You got the Carolinas right. I got Virginia.
I got all that states.
You got Penn.
Oh, you didn't even get New England.
Wow. And I put New York as Pennsylvania.
No, New York's up here.
Damn it.
I mean,
I missed the Upper East, and, but that's your hood.
And Kentucky.
I got Florida.
Kentucky. It always surprises me how high up Kentucky is.
Yeah.
It seems like it should be lower.
It also surprises me that people live in Kentucky. Kansas is in Oklahoma City. Those are, you know.
That's it. That's right. Kansas and Oklahoma.
CA.
I get that.
The West Coast, though, is all over, more or less.
Well, you missed Nevada and Utah.
Yeah, well, you know
what. And Colorado.
Okay.
Okay, so I feel like I won that.
You did. You won the state portion of this competition.
I'm going to lose the capital.
You're going to lose the capital.
I
we'll
know
do that next
six
week.
Six maybe capital. Okay, we should do one more. We should. Do we want to do the point spreads or no?
Yes.
You got to pull it up on your phone because I'm Facebook Live-ing.
Wait, okay, so yeah, so we're doing this on how many we did last week's?
We're going to pick a team. We're going to pick our Stone Cold Lock of the Week, and then we'll be done.
No, you do it.
It's on my phone.
Okay, will you pull it up on this?
Yep. So
here's... by the way, did you see Marshawn Lynch on Conan O'Brien?
No, what happened? I've been hearing all about it.
Pull that up. He was hilarious, by the way. He called... Conan goes, now, you've gotten a lot of flack for... grabbing a part of yourself when you jump into the end zone. And he goes, oh, my, what did he call it? He goes, my downstairs fun juice or something. Fuck, what did he call it? Can you pull that up, by the way? Marshawn Lynch on Conan. Oh, it's the same cable. All right.
Okay. So
anyway, Marshawn Lynch was amazing. And he commented on the Kaepernick thing, which was crazy. And he goes, he said that I think I'd rather him kneel and take a stance like that than stand up and put his arms up defenseless and get shot, you know? And he's like, so
I have to tell you, if you have a problem, and I wouldn't kneel and I wouldn't not stand for a completely different reason. The reason I wouldn't, not because I don't think it's right and I don't think he has the right or anything shit like that, and the fact that people are madder that he's kneeling than they are that people are being shot in the street is ridiculous.
Yep. It's a free country.
But my
right?
thing
can't you
is,
do what you want? Can't you freedom of speech, freedom of
my only thing is this is the cause, right? And he said, I'm not going to stand up until I feel like it's better. My thing is that America is never perfect. It's as but it's as perfect as a country can be. So where do you draw the line? When do you decide that things are better? And what about the other causes? What about domestic violence? What about homelessness? Are you saying they're not as important?
No, so that's not what he's saying.
But my point is, so why... That's my thing. So stand up. America's never going to be perfect, and that is the flag. And so I get it. So that's not something I would do because I don't know that is. But I would say
I think he's so angry and so you feel so helpless at times. You're like, I have to do something. What can I really do? Go out to all these places and yell and maybe, you know, try to get in the face and hassle up these cops who are killing and getting away with it? Or do I, like, what am I really going to do about it? And I think there's a lot of people like that feel like very helpless, where they're just like, what can I really do? Get on TV, make a scream about it? I mean, anytime there is a mass shooting and these families get on TV and something has to be done. I mean, what is really happening? I mean, you know, even when Obama gets on, he goes, we can't have another one, you know, and then then another one happens. And it's like, you know,
I
want to believe
this.
That there's,
I love that I love people with the courage of their convictions.
Yeah.
I fucking love people who believe in something and stand up for it and have the courage of their convictions. And what he did was fucking brave, man, as a backup quarterback, especially because he did it. He could have got cut. He did it because it was something he believed in. And at the end of the day, and he did it because it was something he believed in. He did it not to disrespect anybody. And he did it to protest shit. Okay, so pick your protest. You don't like Black Lives Matter and you don't like the football players to kneel. So what is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the point spreads.
Great.
Houston is favored by 1 over New England.
Okay.
Cincinnati is favored by 3 over Denver. Whoa. At Cincinnati.
We just pick one, right?
You pick one.
What did we pick last week?
You point spread.
I picked the...
You picked the Seahawks.
To cover the spread.
Cover the spread.
And they
did not.
Yeah.
Okay. Tennessee is favored by 1.5 against Oakland at home. Arizona is favored on the road against Buffalo by 4. Baltimore is favored by 1 on the road against Jacksonville.
You know, I'm going to pick Houston over New England.
Okay. So, okay.
So Houston has to win by 1?
They basically have to win because it's a 1-point spread.
Great.
Okay.
Picking Houston because then I have some investment.
Ooh, what a dick. All right. I am going to look.
Now, Josh was not directing that towards my pick. He literally was staring down in between my legs.
and was like, what a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty
and I appreciate that because not a lot of podcast hosts and friends would compliment the size.
Oh, yeah, man.
Or the strength or the girth right on air like that. So thank you.
I got no problem with that. Yeah. I got no problem with it.
No, I'm picking Houston. I think, what is his name? Bocelli? Who's the quarterback?
Yeah, Bocelli. Tommy Bocelli.
Page. No, who is it? He's old Broncos quarterback.
Yeah, Birkenstock. Brock Birkenstock.
No, who is it?
Brock Osweiler.
Osweiler.
All right. And I see this. Detroit. Okay. Detroit is going to Green Bay. Oh, Jesus. Green Bay favored by 7.5.
Yeah, that one will also happen. But I'm going with Houston
a lot.
Over New England, over fucking, you know.
Okay.
Lance shit, Boyardee. Who's your backup?
Pittsburgh is at Philadelphia. They're favored by 3.5. I take Pittsburgh on the road as a favorite. I think Pittsburgh is arguably, when they get Le'Veon Bell back, the best team in the NFL. If they can get one guy to put some pass rush, that team is going to be unstoppable. Dude.
Great. Josh takes Pittsburgh. I take Houston. And nobody takes Brad Pitt because he's single. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Boom.
Good call.
Hey, guys. It's me, Owen Benjamin. And I'm here to tell you about my podcast. It's called Why Didn't They Laugh? Right here on Sideshow Network. Each episode, we look at moments that a joke fails. Moments that we don't want to relive, but we will because we learn from it. And it's kind of fun. And we're all kind of sadistic. Why Didn't They Laugh with me, Owen Benjamin, every Wednesday and Friday. You can download it. Be sure to rate it. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Or check us out on SideshowNetwork.tv/Owen Benjamin. I love you.